today about why habits are actually hard to break and something that I call the 1 degree shift. This is the first part of a 3-part series around why habits are hard to break. So moving into part one. Firstly, we are actually all 80% water. Some people say 75%, but it's basically we're round about 80% water, every single human being on this planet, you, me, and everybody else. And that may seem hard to believe. And while we all seem far more solid than that, we are in fact mainly water. As JFK once observed, our blood has the same salinity or salt content as seawater. And his view was that that was a throwback to our origins. Some people may find that quite confronting, but that was a very interesting observation. As an aside, it's a really good idea to assist brain function by remaining well hydrated, having enough quality water. And the best way to do that is to drink as much pure water as possible every day, as boring as it may sound. I do this myself. Long story short, for many years I was not well hydrated, and it just makes a huge difference. And when you think about the fact we are 80% water, it's probably quite obvious. So the next point around habits is that every human being, we're all constantly renewing our cells. Interestingly, our eyeballs are renewed every 2 days, and our skeletons are renewed every 365 days. So skeletons once a year, eyeballs every 2 days. So drinking plenty of pure water is very, very important. Now, what's all this about? Just come with me, because this will build through in terms of why habits are hard to break. So a body of research indicates that as we age, we renew our cells. And in fact, the aging process itself appears to be the result of imperfect cell renewal. In other words, the cells are not renewing perfectly. There's a little bit of stuff that gets lost in the reproduction process. So when cells renew throughout our lifetime, they don't exactly replicate themselves. And the non-exact replication manifests itself as aging. So here's the first key point. Habits don't get broken until the full cycle has occurred. That is in 1 year. That means right down to our skeleton level where we've been renewed. And that is why one of the first issues is it's so hard to actually break habits, particularly entrenched habit. So have you ever tried to diet to lose weight, to stop smoking, to stop biting your fingernails? And some things seem to be beyond the limits of personal willpower. Part of the problem is that it does take this full 1 year cell renewal cycle for a habit to truly be broken. And that is why our habits are hard to change, because whilst we all want instant results, and we can certainly get results over time, a year seems like forever. And so that is why habits are so hard to break at a summary level. So then we ask ourselves the question, is it therefore a waste of time to try and break a habit? Is it too hard? In my opinion, absolutely not. Rather, you need to be a little kind to yourself and give yourself the time that it takes to truly break a habit. You will get there. It'll just take longer than you really want it to. So the acceptance of that, first of all, is absolutely critical. But there are other factors at play as well. The key one that I want to talk about today is what I call the law of vacuum. And the law of vacuum means that to get rid of a habit, whether it's a good habit or a bad habit, something else will need to take its place. Nature just does not allow a vacuum to exist instead of a habit. So whilst on the subject of habits, it's not just that they take a long time to break, it's also that they do not leave a vacuum. So why is this? Well, the best way to explain this is that just like the law of cause and effect, we humans don't exist in a vacuum and we are seldom in a static state. That is, we're either improving or deteriorating. There's an old Indian proverb which goes something like this. A young warrior was troubled by his aggression and sought the counsel of the chief of his tribe. The chief, when told of the warrior's concerns, said, "Don't be troubled. There's good and bad in all of us. The good and bad is like two wolf cubs, which are waiting to grow." The young warrior thought about this, thought about what the chief had said for many minutes, and then asked the chief, "But which wolf cub is stronger, good or bad?" And the chief thought about this and then said to the young warrior, "Whichever one you feed." Thank you very much.